This is the PetFlap information leaflet. First, you will hear some information and then the fitting instructions. PetFlap information. Thank you for choosing the PetFlap from EcoFlap. Warranty. As long as our fitting and operating instructions have been followed and the PetFlap has been in normal use and not modified in any way, we offer a 2-year return to base warranty. Please get in touch before fitting if you have any concerns about your PetFlap. By fitting your PetFlap, you acknowledge that it is working properly on receipt. We can accept no liability for any costs arising from a PetFlap developing problems in situ. If the PetFlap has a problem outside of this period or these terms, please do get in touch as we may still be able to help you. For more help and advice, or to safely return your PetFlap to us, please email us at info@ecoflap.co.uk. Locking mechanism. This is a simple mechanical lock that can be moved to the locked or open position. When training a pet to use the PetFlap, lock the flap open. Care and maintenance. To ensure your PetFlap gives you and your pets years of service, keep it clean with a damp cloth. Make sure the bottom jamb is free of grit and any other obstruction. A small squirt of silicone lubricant, not mineral oil, from time to time will ensure optimum operation. Troubleshooting. If the PetFlap isn't sitting as snugly or closing as well as it should, run through the following. Ensure the hole is not too tight and exerting pressure on the PetFlap. Use a spirit level to check that your door is completely flat and level. Use a spirit level to ensure that the PetFlap is true vertically and horizontally. Make sure that the hole for the PetFlap is clean and smooth. Ensure no sealant or other obstruction has entered the frame, especially around the pivots. A small squirt of silicone lubricant in the pivots can help. Please note that the PetFlap is supplied with its protective film in place on all surfaces, including the windows. Remove the film after fitting by pulling gently. Fitting your PetFlap. To ensure a snug, weatherproof fit, please read these fitting instructions and follow them carefully. You will need pencil, tape, drill, jigsaw, and silicone sealant. Please note, it's vital that the hole for the PetFlap is comfortably big enough. Fitting a PetFlap into a hole that is too tight will impede the movement of the flap. The cut hole needs about 2 millimeters of play, especially if fitting into glass. The PetFlap can be fitted into a perfectly circular hole, e.g. for glass, or one cut to the shape of the trunking. This is a matter of choice. 1. Preparing your door, wall, or glass. Your door should be clean and dry. Check that it's level and flat. A PetFlap fitted into an uneven door or wall may not always close properly. Identify carefully where the PetFlap is to go. 2. Cutting. The rear collar also acts as a template. Place it on the appropriate place on the door. A piece of tape can help at this stage. Draw a line inside the collar to mark the hole cut needed. If you wish to cut a perfectly circular hole, move the fitting ring round to ensure a circle is drawn all the way round. Drill a hole inside the drawn circle to make starting sawing easier. Using a jigsaw, carefully cut on the outside edge of the line you have drawn. After cutting, tidy up any rough edges on the hole. 3. Fitting. The PetFlap tunnel will now slide through the hole. Test this without adhesive, checking that the hole is not too tight and that the pet access flap still moves easily. Use a spirit level to check that the PetFlap is true vertically and horizontally, then the PetFlap can be fixed to the door. At this stage, please ensure that the pet flap is not hit through the door with a rubber mallet or otherwise bashed or hit. If the hole is big enough, this shouldn't be necessary, and small elements within the pet flap can be damaged by an impact of that sort. When looking from the inside of the door, fit the pet flap with the lock top left in the 10 o'clock position. The pet flap should push through the hole from the external side of your door with the plate pushed flat against the door's external surface. We recommend fitting your pet flap to the door with silicone sealant. With a little care, the sealant can be removed if you ever need to move the pet flap. Apply sealant to the rear surface of the external front plate and press this firmly against your door. On the other side of your door, do the same with the ring, which now forms a rear cover for the inside. Take care to secure the main body of the pet flap so as not to push it back through the hole when fitting the collar plate. With a damp cloth, wipe away any excess sealant front and back. Leave the sealant to cure for the manufacturer's recommended time before use. The film can now be removed. It may be necessary to wipe the pet flap's edges, as sometimes a fine dust can gather on the cut edges of the film. End.